try the salami, Tommy. You put the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too.
And this is the Walt Bodine Show, the Food Critics Edition. I'm Charles Ferruza of Pitch Weekly and the Fat City blog, which you could access by going to the Pitch website at pitch.com and clicking on Fat City. Walt Bodine has the day off today, but we are fully staffed around this panel with three beautiful ladies. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting with Miss Gloria.
Gluna Gall. I'm Gloria. Mocha Chai Bunny from 435 South Magazine.
Great.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, and I have a blog, aroundtheblockkc.com, and I'm on Facebook.
And I'm Emily Ferris of Casserole Crazy, and since my last time here, also the food and restaurant contributor to eldecor.com.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. And Mary, I think since you were last here, I read a wonderful feature by you in the Kansas City Star. I think it was about pizza.
Oh, thank you. I also wrote one on grits last week.
Yeah.
I specifically did not read that because I'm not a grits.
You know, I wasn't either until I researched this article. And if they're good, if they're quality heirloom grits, it makes all the difference. And the restaurants in town are doing great
they're
things
just
with them.
Crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
They're the new Brussels sprouts.
Exactly. But the pizza one was fun, too. Thank
all
you.
All right. We're going to be talking in the second half of the show about a topic that I think will interest a lot of our listeners, which is about takeout. And everyone's funny about takeout. I used to be a real big takeout pizza fan until I gained that last 10 pounds, and that was the end of that. But, you know, when most of us around this table were growing up, I'm stretching on a limb here, but I don't remember in my childhood ever seeing a grocery store that had a hot food section. Now, maybe it was different in St. Louis where Mary is.
You know, if it was probably fried chicken and mashed potatoes or something or a salad bar at the most.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
But, you know, it would have never, you know, occurred to anyone in my family to get, you know, to go to the grocery store for takeout, which I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And that may be their only takeout. But there are so many more options now, and I'm hoping our listeners will call in the second half of the show at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at waltbodineshow@kcr.org. And we'll get to takeout in the second half. But right now, let's talk about new restaurants. And Emily, you just were at the restaurant formerly known as One Bite.
Yes, Sama Zama at 425 Westport Road. It's in the old Matsu Sushi spot. I went for lunch 2 weeks ago today, and it was good. I walked in, and I felt like I was in a ramen place in New York. And
Why can I not get excited about ramen?
Oh, you maybe
I'm thinking of those packets in the grocery store.
Yeah, right? Ramen is delicious when it's done well. I liked the ramen here. I had a pork ramen had seaweed in it. The seaweed was a little overpowering. I really wanted to love it. I liked it. It was good. I wanted it to be a little darker and spicier and just have a little more depth to it. But they're new and they're working out some kinks and. I tried the dumplings, which were also very flavorful. The texture was a little different than what I was used to. I was very much surprised when I bit into the dumpling.
Well, wait, tell us what the texture was like.
It was mushy, but not in a nasty way. Just it wasn't. You know, I expected a piece of pork or some crunchy vegetables, and it was more like grits, maybe.
You know, you just hardly see grit dumplings.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't grits. It was tasty. It was just not. I'm very much a texture person, and I wasn't in love with the texture. The person I was with had the pork belly, and it was delicious. It was sweet. It was perfect. I'm definitely going to go back. I'm going to try dinner, and they have a happy hour from 3 to 6 during the week. And I wish that, like I said, I wish the ramen would have been a little deeper and darker and spicier. But there's a lot on the menu that I want to try, even though I did have a really hard time figuring out the menu. If you don't speak Japanese, it's sort of hard to figure out. I thought I was ordering the ramen lunch special because of the pork ramen description, and then it wasn't. It was the pork that was on the lunch and no ramen, and it got a little confusing. But it was really good, and I'm gonna try it a few more times.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. All right. What other new place have you been, if any?
Well, I finally tried Nika's 320 on Southwest Boulevard at 320 Southwest Boulevard. That's the name. I wanted to love it. I really did. I walked in and the staff was really nice. I really liked our table. It felt cozy and hip, but not too hip. My cocktail was great. I had one called the Breakfast of Champions, and it was rye and had a little bit of absinthe, and there was some sweetness. It was delicious. My salad was really good, but I was overwhelmed by the menu.
You know, my argument, which I think maybe is the same as yours, is it's a darling restaurant, but it involves the customers doing too much work.
Too much work. I don't want to have to think about what flavor my chicken should be and then what I should have on the side and then what I should put in my side. And so for people who haven't been, the menu is broken up. You can order sandwiches or main dishes from the oven and salads. And then they have 5 different flavor profiles. And so you choose your dish and then you choose the flavor profile that goes with it. And then you choose your side, which is either their potatoes or their mac and cheese, and then you choose what goes in your potatoes and mac and cheese. So I ended up with a Thai chili chicken breast or sweet Thai chicken breast, and then I had macaroni and cheese on the side, and I don't want to do that much work. I'm paying a chef to decide what goes on a plate and then what goes in, what flavors are going to taste good together in my mouth. So.
And we trust you.
Yeah.
You know, just give it to us the way you want it.
Exactly. I would like to see their menu pared down and more decisions made on their end. But it was good. I wanted to love it, but I didn't. But their brunch menu looked appealing. I'd try it again for brunch.
Yeah, I will tell you a funny story that it's actually in my review from last year. But I had brunch there one morning. Maybe it was breakfast, but one of my coworkers he ordered a glass of orange juice and he said, "This orange juice tastes so funny." And we called the manager over. He took a sip of the orange juice. He goes, "Oh, yeah, green onions."
Ooh, what?
Yeah. That was the end of the, you know, okay. Yeah, yeah, green onions, yeah. Okay, Mary.
On that note, yeah, exactly. Well, I finally made it out to Pho Thai at 119th and Row, the new very fancy-looking
Doesn't it look
Thai
like a
restaurant.
Set from, like, South Pacific?
Or, I thought Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. I was expecting over the top, but I really didn't quite get the whole Disney World thing that walk in.
That's because it's so dark when you walk in, you're blinded.
Yeah. You go over a bridge and past the Buddha to get to the bathroom. It was just comical. But I was, and this was just lunch, but I was pleasantly surprised by the food considering I had heard a lot of mixed reviews. We had pad thai and one of their wok stir-fried dishes, and it was very good. The service was very good.
Now, are they still doing this conceit that it has rubbed some people the wrong way, where they don't bring the food all out at once. They bring one dish at a time so that a dinner lasts 5 hours?
You know, this was lunch, so okay. I don't know. At lunch, they brought the appetizers together. We ordered them separately, and they brought them on one platter. But then our entrees came out at the same time, probably because it's lunch and they have to.
Yeah, they've said that they adjusted their time frame to make it much shorter so that people can get in and out. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know. That doesn't hold up for dinner, I don't think.
But it is nice that if with your entree, you get an appetizer. I mean, they build that into it at lunch.
Was it expensive?
No. I mean, with that, I think it was $11 or $12.
I think it's $12, yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty reasonable. And it was a nice portion.
The dinner menu is a little pricey.
Yeah. That's why I went at lunch.
Ah, okay.
I figured I'd try it and see if I wanted to, you know, spend a little more at dinner. And I also went to the Grand Street Cafe, which has been around for a long time, but they have a new decor. That's at 4740 Grand Street. And it's you can tell it was the same place. I mean, they still have the rattan chairs, but they don't have the vines coming out of the wallpaper anymore. And it's very subtle and neutral. It kind of reminded me of Graham and Dunn in the neutral tones. It's not as, you know, loud or anything. But the menu, they've tweaked it, but it still feels the same. And they've still got the green highlights of the tropical theme there. But it was very good. I had a flatbread that was excellent. And they have not got some nice salads. They still do that great pork chop. So it was nice, and they were doing a good business. And then an old favorite where I hadn't been for a couple years, I think, was Rudy's in Westport at 1611 Westport Road. They've stopped making their mole, which I was disappointed about, but it was very good. I like their always like their sauce.
They don't have mole at all in the menu?
No. Okay. And I even asked because I didn't see it. I said, "Am I missing it?" And they said, "No, we took it off." But it's very labor intensive, so yes. I can understand that. But
except for the restaurants that open a jar,
yeah.
Exactly. Not, Rudy's never did, by the way, but yeah.
Exactly. So it was excellent, and I love the fact that Rudy was sitting in the corner by the door and said hello when you came in.
That's
and
nice.
Thank you when you went out.
That's great.
That's great.
If you have just tuned in, this is the Walt Bodine Show on KCUR. This is the Restaurant Critics edition of that show. And it's Emily Ferris, Murray Block, and Gloria Gale talking about new and exciting restaurants. And Miss Gloria, you get out and about all over the place, except you usually, you're pretty limited to Johnson County, though, aren't you?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I stretch it.
You're going to, I mean, stretch it, KCK?
Of course. All over. Big radius. well, I just as a matter of fact, I went to Chai Chai, which is at 651 East 59th Street, which is...
in the beautiful Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Rock Hill Ridge neighborhood.
Okay, tell me how to pronounce his name, the chef? One of the owners. Kashif?
Kashif.
Kashif. Was... We walked in and, man, he was there with his tablet showing me exactly. It's a multimedia presentation before you even get to sit down. And we had the vegetable samosas, which were fabulous. And they're only $4. It's great.
And I want Emily to put in that you have not had better samosas even in New York City.
Never. No. When I walked in, I'm sure it was the same guy. I said, this is going to be the best samosa you've ever had in your life. And I said, I've eaten at every Indian restaurant in New York City. Come on. And I went back up and I said, okay, you are right. Best samosas I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And so he will claim that it's not Indian. I think it's Pakistani.
Mm. Chai Chai is the family that owns it is Pakistani. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, he'll... But anyway, subtly, he'll say, we're not them. But that's okay. And then we had something that I couldn't pronounce, but it was a breakfast thing with eggs. And it was fabulous with mango, and I loved it. And
was it an omelet?
in some form.
Yeah, okay.
But I couldn't tell you past that. And it was delicious. Everything was great. We had chai that was not sweet.
I had that, and I loved it.
It's like salty.
Uh-huh.
And then they advise you to go over and put in whatever, you know, form of sugar you want to put in. But it's very different from an Indian chai. Yeah. I think that maybe Indian chai is originally not sweet. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Somebody will call in. But I'm just going to put out a shout out because that is a great place for takeout.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. And they are all, siblings and UMKC grads. And I just love them.
Yeah. Not only that, the best part is... I love any restaurant where mom is cooking in the kitchen.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I asked for a recipe on something, and he goes, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it up either.
Yeah.
And, Gloria, would you repeat the address there for Chai Chai?
Certainly. It's 651 East 59th. It's in the Rock Hill, UMKC.
Right at the corner of 59th and Holmes.
Yes.
In that adorable little, it's not a strip mall, but it's like a vintage strip center.
Yeah,
that sounds bad.
I call it a stripette.
Stripette. That sounds really bad, Charles.
Like a dinette, only a stripette. I also went over to Avenues Bistro in Mission Farms.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, and it's fine and it's busy. And I went for lunch and I found out that the Avenues in Brookside will be remodeling soon.
Oh, good.
So I don't know if they're closed now for a couple weeks.
I don't know. No, I don't think
they
are yet.
But anyway, and I found that out also by doing by going into Lakeside Tavern, which is also owned by
Joe
people
Birch.
At Avenues. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, you've been out and about everywhere.
I have.
What's the newest place you have reviewed?
Urban Table. See, that's a little out of the 435 loop. And I was just there, too, because I like it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't like Graham and Dunn as much.
Really?
But I wanted to.
You want to talk about that?
Graham and Dunn?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
go for it.
Dr. Gale. no, it's. I will say this. It is the most beautiful incarnation of that building.
Yes.
Agreed.
And the service is, I thought, exquisite every time I was there. And... although the servers were these kind of, it's just a black vest over a gray shirt, but it was very Jetsons like to me. And
I love the patio and the fire pits.
I'll tell you, it's very attractive and very appealing. And, you know, there was just one or maybe two clinkers on the menu that I didn't really personally care for. But everything else I've tasted there has been really good.
Good.
Really good. Yeah.
Did you? I guess you didn't try the shrimp and grits because you don't like grits, but they're very good there.
I would try them. I have to be in the right mood for grits. And usually I'm only in that mood once I cross the Mason-Dixon line. Then I'm in the mood for grits. But we are taking your phone calls, and we're actually waiting for them at 816-235-2888, because we know our listeners have been places that we have not been.
Right.
Oh, and I've got to throw one other new one in. It's not all that new, but it's about 9 months old. The Martin City Brewing Company.
They've been there for a while.
About 9 months.
Yeah.
135th Street. What I didn't know when I walked in is there is no brewing part of it yet. Oh. They still haven't built their brewery. But
What are they serving?
Well, that's the interesting. They have an enormous beer list.
Okay.
Just not their own brand yet.
Huh. But if you're a beer geek, you'll be in heaven, I'm sure. They have a very talented young chef. His name is Andrew Parker. And he, you know, I mean, I went in thinking it would be burgers and nachos and French fries and that kind of stuff, which they do have. But he has a daily special. That's the only entree they have on the menu is a daily special. But they do have good sandwiches. And I liked everything I ate. So,
good.
Yeah. And I don't drink anyway, so I didn't care about the beer. let's see. Chris in Kansas City, Missouri wants to know, what are heirloom grits?
Don't get me started. they are just like any other heirloom vegetable that goes back years. These go back to the 1800s. And, and they have found the corn. They're based on corn stalks. And they found the seeds, and they grow corn that was originally grown in the early 1800s.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is a good question. And I think some of our listeners may want to chime in on this one. Carrie emailed us with the question, do the food critics have any great choices for those of us who don't care for seafood but want to be good Catholics on Fridays during Lent? Now, when I was growing up, you know what the alternative to fish sticks was? Pancakes. So, I mean, there's always IHOP.
Veggie samosas at Chai Chai.
That's a great, yeah. You're right. Any place that serves great vegetarian food would be a natural.
Food.
Yeah. Indian, just, yeah.
Any
Indian food, really.
Plant-based.
Yeah. Eden Alley.
Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza's great.
I mean, pizza is great because you can get all kinds.
West Side Local does a lot of great vegetarian dishes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cafe Sebastian has a great vegetarian dish on their menu right now. It's with spaghetti squash and tomato and kale.
Ooh, yum.
Really
yum.
Good.
That's good.
That's a good idea.
So our listeners who want to chime in about how can anyone not like seafood? But an alternative to seafood for Lent, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at walpodineshow@kcr.org. And let's go to Ty. Ty here in North Kansas City?
Yes. I was a little new restaurant alert here for a Mexican restaurant called Luna Azteca.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Who's been on the panel? Who's been there?
Well, I know the owner. I haven't eaten there yet. But
you know Pepe?
Pardon me?
You know the owner Pepe and Sylvia had been co-partners at Agave up in Parkville, and that's closed. And now Pepe and his wife and their family, you say there's a mother in the kitchen. Well, there is a mother in the kitchen there. And real great Mexican cuisine.
Yeah.
A lot lighter, not your everyday Tex-Mex restaurant, and very authentic, great people. Seem to do a pretty good rest or lunch business up there for a lot of businesses up right by the airport off of Ambassador Drive.
Hey, Ty, tell me where, I mean, what is the address of Luna Azteca?
I believe it is 10004. Northwest Ambassador Drive.
Oh, so that's really right near the airport.
Basically, you get off at Tiffany Springs Parkway, take a right, and then just go a little bit north.
Great.
And it's right off the interstate. It's right off I-29.
And is it a sit-down restaurant?
Yeah, it is. They've got quite a bit of seating there, so it's a sit-down. They've also got a bar. I think last Saturday they tried to do kind of a nightclub and do some salsa dancing up there on Saturday night. So I don't know if that's going to be every Saturday, but they have room for a little event there, so definitely a very good lunch spot, and I know they're open for dinner as well. So I'm sure they would have a lot of cheese-based or shrimp-based holiday or Lenten options as well.
Oh, that's good. Hey, thank you so much. You. Yeah, okay. I'm going to take this call while we're still sort of on the subject of grits. Steve in Kansas City?
Yes, I just had a quick comment to make about grits. Most of the people who I've ever met who did not like grits had never had properly cooked grits.
Yes.
As society becomes more and more homogenized, it's getting difficult to find good cooked grits, even in the South. I've been to 47 states, and I've eaten in restaurants in every one of those states. you want to make sure, if you're trying to cook grits, you don't add too much water or you don't overcook them. Properly cooked grits should not be mushy, and the texture should be such that you can scoop them with an ice cream scoop onto the plate. And then you add a little butter and salt and pepper, and they're just great. But, yes, I agree, if they have to be served in a monkey bowl or a ramekin, then they haven't been cooked properly. They should not be soupy. They should not be the texture of oatmeal.
Now, Steve, since you live in Kansas City, and I imagine you eat out, you know, with some frequency, have you had good grits in Kansas City at all?
Yes, right here at home in my own kitchen.
Besides that.
Someplace will be over.
Yeah. Actually, no, I can't recall any place right now at this time who cooks good grits in a restaurant. Like I mentioned earlier, it's getting harder and harder to find them, even down south.
Well, mm-hmm. You ought to check out Chaz and Blue Stem and Webster House. They all make them really well. And for our listeners, if you go to AnsonMills.com, he's a big heirloom grits manufacturer. You can buy them there, but he has a great recipe, step-by-step directions of how to make them.
That's great. Right. We're going to move on because we're coming to the top of the hour. Let's take one quick phone call. Brad in Prairie Village.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's interesting you brought out that thing about the chef or the server showing you on the notebook how to eat the meal, because I went in and ordered this what was supposed to be the house specialty, and I got served a serving tray full of rice and 5 lumps of meat, and it's like they forgot to bring sauces or flatbreads or something, but it just after a while you realize there's something really, really missing here, and I was wondering if I need to call Chef Ramsey to come in and straighten things out or what.
That's a good idea. Try that one. Yeah, okay. You know, we all need instruction of some kind. I should have had him call Gloria Gill. She
can
answer
everything. Thank you so much.
Yes. We are getting a lot of questions, and if we can't answer them in this first half. One caller wants to know where to go for pozole.
Ooh, well, Port Fonda, when it's open.
Okay. But more accessible for right now.
Poco's has it.
Oh, and good, mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's on Southwest Boulevard.
3063 Southwest Boulevard.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions for pozole? Hmm. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Okay.
Somebody will call in.
I know. They always do. And Sam in Brookside wants to know if anyone has tried a Haitian and East African restaurant in the Northeast called... There's no way I can make...
Spell it.
M-E-S-O... P-I-K-L-I-Z.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, well, someone is going to call and tell us that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean in Midtown writes, for my money, you say tomato has good grits. I've never had them.
Really? I haven't either.
That's at 27th or 28th uh-huh. at Holmes?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good to know.
Are we ready for a break so we can rest up before the next round? We'll be right with you.
Okay.
In a minute. Back with us on the Walt Bodine Show. My name is Charles Ferruz. I'm sitting in for Walt. Well, I'm always sitting in here for Walt, but Walt is taking the day off today, so I get to sit here with three lovely ladies. Emily Ferris, what is your new food gig?
I'm the food and restaurant contributor to eldecor.com.
Well, that would be a daunting job because your house better look good, baby.
I try.
And Mary Block. And Mary, tell our listeners what all, because you're wearing so many hats, I can hardly juggle them.
They're piled on top of my head. I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, freelance for them. And I have a website called AroundTheBlockKC.com.
Very good. And
Simple Dimple, 435 South Magazine.
Simple Dimple.
Simple Dimple.
That's so it. Darn cute.
That should be your blog name. Yeah. Simple Dimple.
I thought you were changing your name to Cutie Pie. All right. I want to say one thing that we are talking in this next 30 minutes exclusively about takeout, but we are going to take one more call. Oh, I also want to say that we are enacting a moratorium on grits. No more grits.
No more grits.
Although I will say this, Leslie writes, a couple of weeks ago, I had the best grits for breakfast at the farmhouse. They were so creamy and fluffy.
Fluffy grits.
I don't think I've ever had fluffy
grits. Better than mashed. Yeah.
So let's, before we get into the takeout subject, and if you want to join that conversation, the telephone number is 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or waltbodineshow@kcor.org. I hope, Ricardo, are you still hanging on there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I went to this place called Green Room the other day.
That's in the lower level of the Westport Coffee House, correct?
Yeah, it's really weird because it's kind of, it's sort of out of the way, and it's attached to Westport Coffee House, but it's its own separate little thing. And it's really, really cute. And I went there, and I had like some kind of breakfast burger. It's got fried egg, bacon, jalapenos on it. And I think they do their burgers on the flat top, so it's kind of diner style, and it was pretty good, and their fries are pretty good.
Very good.
So it's pretty good.
Hand cut, I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah. That's a great plug for the Green Room. It makes me want to go right now.
Right.
Now that we're back on the takeout subject, let me just say that we've had a lot of emails to waltbodineshow@kcor.org. Let's see. Gabby writes, my favorite Chinese takeout is a little place called Lao Peking at 1020 South Sterling Avenue in Independence. It's a family-run place where the food is always fresh. What she really likes is they serve donut holes for dessert. It's one of my favorite Chinese dishes. Nancy on Facebook writes, Go Chicken Go. There is a classic. Go Chicken Go for takeout. I just want some right now. Shannon suggests June's for sushi takeout. I never thought of that as a possible option, but okay. On Facebook, Kathy says Chili's, which is the Mexican restaurant on, is it 85th?
89th, I think, and Mornell.
Okay. And Abigail writes, definitely Tamale Wizard. So we're culturally running the gamut here. This is an answer from Ted about where to find pozole. And believe it or not, I've eaten in this restaurant. Ted, you have a pozole answer?
Okay. I would go to Chapala on East Truman before you get to Hardesty. They have the very great Jalisco-style pozole, both pork and chicken.
That's great. I've eaten there. It's a great place, and... what are the hours there, though? It doesn't stay open very late.
They are from like 10 to 4.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And they aren't open on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, great. Hey, that's good. Okay, well, I love Chipotle. 816-235-2888. Miss Emily Ferris, soon to be Mrs. What's your name going to be when you get married?
Ferris.
Oh, okay. The soon to be Mrs. Emily Ferris. What is your favorite takeout place?
I really love getting takeout from Lulu's. On Southwest Boulevard.
Really?
My favorite dish is one that they're probably going to kill me for saying this. It's not on their new menu. When they moved locations, they changed menus. But they still have, it's a shrimp and chicken curry, and it has peas and noodles, and it's delicious.
Well, they'll still make it for you.
They'll still make it for you if you ask nicely and smile. And it travels well. So I take it home. I eat half of it, and I reheat it the next day, and it's just as delicious. It's also one of my favorite places to dine in for Chinese, but New Peking in Westport. Delicious. Everything there just takes – they're super nice and they're fast.
I've been there for years.
And then I have a guilty pleasure Chinese restaurant for takeout, Aloha Chopsticks at Rainbow and 43rd. I never go in there. If you want to – like, don't go in. Don't look around. But if you want something fast and cheap, it's not the best Chinese food in the world, but it's not – terrible.
I just want to say one thing. I have eaten there, and it has the worst lighting of any restaurant.
Never go there. If you want to like the food, never go inside.
I mean, I'm telling you, the most beautiful – I mean, Jessica Alba would like look like a hideous hag sitting in that restaurant because the lighting is so bad. But the food is okay.
It is.
But you raise a good point. I think the question is how well does it travel? You
know, that's exactly
just
right.
Don't do well. You know, a hot panini is not going to necessarily make it very long. Right.
And I know lots of people like to do Stroud's takeout, but by the time I get it somewhere, everything's so mushy. And
I think that's why the Indian and Thai and Chinese
they do
takeout
so well.
Does well.
Yeah, you know, we've had calls over the years about people complaining about that Stroud's doesn't travel well, and it doesn't especially, but. If you are going to experience Stroud's for the first time, don't get takeout.
No, absolutely
not. So let's go to Paul. Paul in Brookside has a Paul, what do you suggest for us?
I've got it's a great Mediterranean-style restaurant, and it's actually in a gas station around 75th and Warnell. It's called Papu's Cafe. And even though it's in a gas station, you wouldn't think it'd be too great, but I think it's the best Mediterranean-style food I've had.
Now, do you do takeout, or you really can't eat in there, can you?
You can eat in there, actually. It has a dining area, an outside dining area, but also the takeout's great, and it's super cheap. It's about $4 or $5 for a euro, and then you just, for a dollar add-on, you get a side salad, a drink, and a pita bread and hummus, and it's cheap, and it's great and fast.
Yum. That's great. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing, idea. I just want to remind our listeners, and I don't want to derail the conversation, but I want to remind people that you are supposed to tip on takeout orders, roughly about 10%, because someone does have to put it together, and it's not people just assume it's the kitchen. As a former waiter, I can tell you I put together many, many, many takeout orders, carefully rolling those napkins, those paper napkins, hardly anyone ever tipped. Gloria Gale always did, though.
That's a good reminder for people.
816-235-2888. Luann writes, the Catholics looking for a place for Lent, I suggest food at 18th and Summit. Is that 18th or 17th?
17th.
Yeah. 17th and Summit. Totally vegan. They have a killer Reuben sandwich that you would swear was corned beef and a dynamite barbecue. Vegetarian barbecue. I'm not into that as well. That's good. That's a good choice. Sergio writes, El Corrito on Independence Avenue in the Northeast has the best pozole. So, all right. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. We are juggling so many topics right now.
Can I just squeak in here?
Please squeak.
Squeak. I tried Unforked. It's a drive-through, and I was waiting for them to ramp up because they are so busy on the inside. I was wondering how they were going to do a drive-through for takeout, and I'm telling you that kale salad.
I've had that. It's amazing.
Is that fabulous?
It's amazing.
Talk about a Lenten.
Yeah.
It's just so good. I don't know what they do to it. And the other place is the Culinary Center in downtown Overland Park. Has a walk. You can just go in, open up those refrigerator doors, and there's all sorts of stuff in there that's fabulous.
And I think they do full dinners, right? So you get a main dish and sides, so you can go home and
their
pretend
mac and
you made
cheese.
Dinner.
That reminds me, you can do that at McGonagall's, too.
Yeah.
Not just their barbecue, but they've got soups and sides and in their freezer section.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
And McGonagall's is at 79th
and State
Ward Park. Right. Very good. Let's go to Anthony in Gladstone. Anthony, you've got an interesting place to tell us about.
Yeah, there's a little place up off of North Oak Traffic Way, and I want to say 65th or so. And they serve burrito wraps to go, and it's a Hawaiian restaurant, so got that Asian feel. And
does that mean there's pineapple and everything?
Not everything. Okay. I mean, it's entirely up to you. There's a lot of choices, and they make it right there. So if you say, "Oh, I don't want something in it," or "I want this extra in it," but they have a lot of really creative burrito choices. Essentially,
talking about longboards?
Yeah.
And
I've actually eaten on longboards, and I had the Kung Pao wrap, and it was delicious.
Yes. The Wow Kung Pao is amazing.
Yeah. So it's a good takeout place. Now, it's also is it just a lunchtime place, or do they stay open later?
I don't know. I've only ever gone in, around lunchtime, and they're almost always packed. Hmm.
Very good. Yeah, that's a great place, longboards. Ken writes at Wallboating Show at KCR.org. His favorite Chinese place is the Rice House at 87th and Lackman. I don't think I've ever been there. The Rice House. Nancy writes, my favorite comfort takeout is the Blue Koi. Well, that's a very popular place.
Yeah.
I'd go there, too. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air with us?
Yeah, you guys guys are forgetting about Kitty's on 31st Street for takeout.
Yeah, it's if you can find a place to park, and it also closes early. Isn't it closing by 4?
Yeah, it closes at 4, but, you know, if you call your order in and, you know, you just pull in and have somebody drive you down there so you can drive around the block while you run in.
A good idea. Very good idea. I love Kitty's. And that is at 31st and what?
It's right. It's one block west of Troost, about.
Okay. I think that sounds right. Okay, that's a great choice. And our next call, is this Tiny? Tina. Oh, it's written on the screen here, Tiny. I thought that can't be her name. Okay. Tiny for Miriam. Tina, what are you going to suggest?
I was going to say we like takeout from the New York Dog Pound. It's a hot dog place.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the one on Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Mm-hmm. It's Shawnee Mission Parkway, very close to, like, Metcalf.
All right. And what is your favorite dog from the Dog Pound?
I like the just plain Chicago dog, but my husband really likes the one with bacon and eggs on it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like a total cholesterol festival. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tina, also known as Tiny. Let's see. And I want to remind you, the phone number is 816-235-2888. Karen wrote in to wallpuddingshow@kcr.org. She wrote in to say, Happy Dragon at 103rd and State Line. Did I know there was a place called Happy Dragon?
Happy Dragon.
She writes 103rd and State Line.
Is it where Imperial Palace used to be?
It must be, because I can't place it. But she loves the food and service. It reminds her of the old House of Toy on the plaza.
Ooh, I love their almond cookies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you having a flashback? Here?
Yes. Oh. They're fabulous.
I think you have to be over 90 to remember the House of Toy, but okay.
Well, if we're talking about favorite Chinese restaurants, I have to give a shout out to Prince's Garden, because they do a great job.
They do a fabulous takeout business.
And they've been around forever.
Yep.
Karen writes, we love to pick up barbecue takeout from Hog Jaw Fritz in Riverside.
Whoa.
I think I just threw my jaw at saying that. It's 4403 Northwest Gateway in Riverside. We can load up with real burnt ends, one side dish and sweet potato fries with a sweet dip for less than $25. You know, I forgot that one of the great carryout traditions in Kansas City is barbecue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Gates travels really well, I can tell you that. The number here is 816-235-2888. We're the Walpo Dean Show, and we are talking about great and unusual places for takeout. Mary, did I ever get your recommendations here?
No, not yet.
I'm throwing you on the table.
Okay. I love the Thai place, and that would be another good choice for takeout. The Mix does a great job with carryout.
And, do they?
And if you have a big group of people, they'll do a big container of salads and put the dressing on the side. That's a good one. Cafe Italia, if you want a big platter of lasagna, veggie, or regular, they'll do it as well. And Spin is another.
Spin and The Mix are both on my list, too. They're great.
No one's mentioned Vietnamese, and I used to get takeout from the Vietnam Cafe on 39th Street.
Saigon 39?
Not Saigon 39.
No, it's 39th and Rainbow.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other place I was going to mention is Happy Gillis, because it's often so crowded there you can't sit down.
Yeah.
Right. And their sandwiches and, of course, soups are great.
But that's also an early dinner, very early, I guess, to take out, because they don't stay open past, I don't think, 4.
Do they still do their soup delivery program?
I don't think so. Okay. I think they stopped that when they started Genesee Royale Bistro.
You know, Jack Stack, you just pull into their little side thing, and then you can go in and avoid the restaurant, which is continuously packed.
And Oklahoma Joe's has a separate carryout counter, too.
So does Bowling's.
We need to give them more business.
But and Hayward's and all of those places.
Now, Kathy and Lawrence is going to tell us about a place that I love, and I couldn't think of the name this morning. And Kathy's going to tell us where it is. Kathy?
Hi. Yes, the Basil Leaf Cafe in Lawrence.
Which is also in a gas station.
Yes, it is. It is inside the Phillips 66 gas station that is on 6th Street, and it's between Lawrence Avenue and Castle on the north side of the road. Okay. They have the most incredible polenta bruschetta. They have great appetizers, even fried green tomatoes. But wouldn't you say when the tomatoes are in season. They don't do the you know, unripe tomatoes. And they have great pasta, and they also have things like Cajun penne. They have filet.
You can sit down.
There's a lot of variety. And all sandwiches and soups and salads.
You gave just a lovely commercial, Kathy. Every one of us is packing up to go.
You know, if you don't have a cream sauce, pasta does travel well.
They actually have cream sauces that do travel well. I've taken things from there. And I'm telling you, I was on a 45-minute trip, but they do. They travel okay. And it's very sweet, kind of upscale pastas. You can eat there, Gloria, in answer to the question.
Oh, okay.
They have three tables, but that's another place where the lighting makes a 21-year-old girl look like a 91-year-old girl. Mm. And in my case, I looked like Tutankhamun. Okay, 816-235-2888. We are taking your phone calls on the Malpo Dean Show. The subject is takeout. Debbie writes, Red Snapper is our current favorite takeout, and it is a fun place. And that is 80-something and Moore Parkway.
Near the Radio Shack.
Yep.
And Sarah writes, Elsa's Ethiopian in Old Town Overland Park, and Paolo and Bill's, which I think is in Lenexa.
Kelly, Midland Drive.
Oh, this is a great one.
Shawnee, I think.
No. Yes, it's in Shawnee. It is in Shawnee. Okay. Off of Midland. Yeah.
Kelly writes, Cupini's is a great place for takeout.
Oh, yeah.
The sandwiches and pasta travel well. Salads with lemon vinaigrette, very good. Huge selection of desserts, I might add. Fabulous desserts.
Well, and you can even get the raw fresh pasta, bake it yourself, and they've got sauces that you can buy to make it.
Don't they have a freezer case that has the pre-made meals?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cupini's was on my list, too. They're excellent. They travels really well.
Good. Okay. 816-235-2888. We were talking about takeout on the Walt Bodine Show. The email is waltbodineshow@kcr.org. We have had some great suggestions.
Yeah, walk and roll.
Off of Metcalf?
Mm-hmm. At 83rd.
You know, that place is spotlessly clean, you know?
Yeah, it's hit and miss.
Food quality-wise?
Yeah, but, you know, fast.
I love it that you park your car and the first thing you smell is like this delicious aroma of peanut oil. But
Or
I think it's peanut oil. It smells like peanut oil to me.
And then, you know, you can go to California Pizza Kitchen and just drive up also and they'll bring out whatever you want.
Really? How do they know it's you?
I'm not sure.
Do you honk like three times?
They open up a little speakeasy window.
Okay. If you say so. Let's go to Daniel in Overland Park. Daniel?
Hi, good morning. I was going to recommend for those who have a taste for authentic Chinese food, not the Americanized version, there's a place over in like Lenexa, Overland Park, ABC Cafe. It's off 87th and like the Santa Fe Road there. It's phenomenal.
They have good takeout?
Oh, it's amazing. It's friendly staff, and we're talking authentic. I mean, I tried turnip cakes for the first time, salt and pepper eggplant, crazy dishes that are just phenomenal. They're doing a great job.
That's
and they're open very late, too, almost midnight, 1 a.m. It's a place where I think a lot of those who know the cuisine, like this is where all the chefs from the other American Chinese restaurant, they come over there to party late night. So it's a nice place to go.
Do they have a liquor license?
To my knowledge, I'm not exactly sure. I believe they I can stick to that. I'm not exactly sure.
All right. Okay. Well, if they're partying, I don't know what they're partying with. the telephone number here, and there are no calls waiting, so you can pop right in and talk to us at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, or send us a little old email to the Walt Bodine Show at kcr.org.
What about sushi? I don't eat it personally, but don't you think it travels well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
But that's something I get from the grocery store. We were talking about getting it from the grocery store before, and Hen House does good sushi.
Do they?
Whole Foods does great sushi, so I find it cheaper.
There's
and
a lot of places.
Cosentino's downtown has the sushi from Kyle.
Yeah.
Which is great sushi.
It is great sushi. And I might add that, you know, some grocery stores, including Whole Foods, have spectacular takeout.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I would order everything at Whole Foods if it was.
It's beautiful.
It's costly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is. You're right.
816-235-2888. But I will say this. Whole Foods has one of the prettiest takeout cases. I mean, the food looks good.
And even their salad bar is not your typical salad bar. You know, that's Israeli couscous.
That's
and
right.
And they have an olive bar, too.
Yeah. That would be a good Lenten place.
Yeah.
You know?
Salad and they'll make you a pizza tour. They have a pizza bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that salad note, there is sweet tomatoes. the world's longest salad bar.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan, but it's there's a lot of options there.
There is, and you know, and if you want to know what you're going to look like in about 40 years, that is the audience. Let's go to, is it Kayvon?
It's Kayvon.
Kayvon, all right.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I wanted to recommend the Snack Shack on Santa Fe. It's a really, really nice burger joint. It's family-owned. They have local meat from Bickelmeyer's, so it's all clean, no hormones, and the food is great. The portions are greatly sized, and it's pretty reasonably priced. It's my favorite place to go grab a burger.
Do they have, for our Lenten listeners who are wondering, do they have a good veggie burger?
Yeah, actually, they do. They make everything from scratch, and the veggie burger is mostly bean and some carrot, but it's pretty delicious. It's a little bit zesty, but I like my veggie burger pretty zesty. I actually eat vegan, and I only eat local meat, so that's more or less the only place I eat my meat from.
Oh, that's an interesting definition of a vegan.
Scratching my head at that.
I was going to say, I really can't wrap my mind around it, but okay, that was Brad and KCK.
Yeah, how you doing?
What do you want to tell us about, Brad?
I guess I'm a KCK fireman, but not from Kansas City, Kansas originally. So our chief made the point to introduce us all the greasy spoons within Kansas City, Kansas. So there's two fish places, a place called Mad Jack's and another place called City Fish. And both places are like takeout. And when you get back home, the fried fish still manage to stay, you know, crispy and fried because they put little holes inside the styrofoam containers. And the last place is called Paul's Drive-In. They serve like cheeseburger baskets.
Oh, that sounds good. I want all of that. Yeah. I want to also remind our listeners that there is a Mad Jack's, I think it's a Mad Jack's, at about 60th and Troost. And they do complete fish dinners that you can take home. So there's that. Let's go to Rick in Fairway. Rick.
Hi there. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I was calling about the new China Inn off of Johnson Drive in Mission, Kansas. And they have, in my opinion, the best shrimp fried rice in Kansas City. I try to eat there about once a week. And they're just, I think their shrimp fried rice is just amazing. I don't know if you've heard of it, but they're great.
Where is the new China Inn again? What's the address?
It's kind of, and I don't know the exact address, but it's right next to, there's like a Chipotle and a Bronx right in this little strip mall off of Johnson Drive. And, man, I wish I knew the cross street. But and then there's a, what am I trying to say? It's the Sunflower Sampler is right there, or the Kansas Sampler is right there.
That's where the Outback Steakhouse used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right in there. It's kind of tucked back in the, in that strip mall there where there's a bunch of restaurants there. But to me, I mean, again, I just love their shrimp fried rice there. But they draw a pretty big lunch crowd, so I'm assuming everything else they have there is pretty good, too.
All right. And, you know, that's right off the highway, so that's good. You know, if you're traveling north and you want some Chinese food. One of our producer, actually. This is not a takeout comment, but one of my book clubs. Okay, well, segue here. My book club tries to match the book's theme with a restaurant. Do you have a recommendation for a restaurant that has a Chicago theme or one that highlights local vegetables? We are going to be discussing the classic, that's your opinion, classic So Big by Edna Ferber. If I remember correctly, am I the only panelist that has ever read So Big by Edna Ferber? It's about a woman who grows asparagus, if I believe. And so where can someone get good asparagus in a restaurant?
Well, at this time of year, not anywhere.
Yeah, no. Right.
Right. Any place that does local, like West Side Local.
Or the Farmhouse.
The Farmhouse.
Because when is asparagus season? April?
Spring.
Or
spring.
April.
Yeah.
So if you can wait till April, asparagus will be in abundance.
Otherwise, you might want to have Brussels sprouts instead.
Yeah.
Okay. We answered that odd question the best way we can.
Right.
Pam in Overland Park, the Fortune Walk Restaurant on 135th and Neiman. Okay.
Chinese really takes it.
We didn't mention Indian, and they also, that's great for takeout.
Does it last? Really?
I prefer Taj Palace on 39th. They do great takeout, too, and they travels really well.
Yeah.
The rice gets cold, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, but just like Chinese, you can just heat it up in the microwave.
I don't have a microwave.
Oh.
What do you suggest?
Stand outside with
put it in tin foil, wrap it up, and put it in the oven.
All right. We had a great show. You can subscribe to the Walpo Dean Show podcast and find archives of our past shows by visiting kcor.org and clicking on the Walpo Dean Show. Our show is produced today by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to my fellow food critics, Emily, Mary, and Glow. And to everyone who called in today, I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is the Walt Bodine Show, and enjoy your day.